With me in the studio is Jack Spooner, who lives in Brighton, is in private rented accommodation. He's also campaigned for better housing standards in the city. Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Just give me an idea of the different types of places that you've rented and lived in the city.
Well, I've had a mixture. I've had very good experiences with brilliant landlords who look after places, and I've had some dreadful experiences, including over this winter where we were without a boiler for over a month. So over a month having to rely on neighbours and friends to get clean, over a month boiling kettles to do the dishes, over a month without the bare necessities, and it's horrible.
In that time, what was the response of your landlord?
There was no response. If we're late, extra fines will be applied to us. But when
with your rent payments?
With our rent payments. But if we complain about a property, it actually took for me to say that I will pay for the repairs and take the cost from my rent, and all of a sudden we got a response. And
Is there a difference, Jack, between really low cost rented accommodation, or is actually a lot the sort of rooms you've been renting, are they all of a similar cost? Just the condition differs.
I think that the cost is high no matter what, and yeah, the cost is generally pretty similar across Brighton
right.
and Hove.
So the good landlords are, you know, maintaining their properties, and that costs them a bit. The bad landlords are letting the places go to ruin, yet still raking it in from people like you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to be honest, we should look at ways of incentivising these good landlords so that they know that by investing in their properties, they're going to get a better standard of business.
Say that the place where your boiler wasn't working, say you'd after a month or so, you'd had enough and you wanted to see out your tenancy and then go somewhere else. How easy is it to find good quality accommodation in the city at the moment for someone like you?
Well, it's just like everyone's been saying, it is incredibly difficult. There's not enough housing to go around. That means that prices rise and standards drop. And if I were to leave my tenancy, I would just probably have to take the first place I find again because they are so in demand.
I'm not suggesting you do this, but would you consider maybe moving further out to the outskirts of Brighton itself or to Worthing or along the coast to maybe Peacehaven or somewhere? Or do you just like living in the city?
I personally like living in the city. It's very handy for work and things. I do, however, know people who have moved as a result of their poor quality housing. And I think it's a shame that it has to come to that because it shouldn't be where you live depends what standards you get. But yes, I do hear of people moving out because they expect and do get better conditions elsewhere.
And in terms of campaigning for better housing, how have you gone about that? What have you done?
So I am a member of the Home Sweet Home campaign, which is run by Movement for Change. And we have done things like test just to prove that there is a lot of bad housing, where we did a secret shopper and went and looked around all these properties and found doors which wouldn't shut, let alone lock, windows taped up with gaffer tape, and flooded basements. So we have taken a lot of action. We helped along with Shelter to put an end to revenge evictions last year, which is where your landlord can kick you out for complaining. And we are looking into other things like making sure that landlords and letting agencies now display their fees as they're now required to by law.
Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, a student's more vulnerable when it comes to this kind of accommodation? Because, you know, Pete was saying there that actually it's lots of young families as well.
I wouldn't know. I've never been a student. However, what I would say is that I think it is quite easy for them to sort of prey on people who are often living away from home for the first time. A lot of excitement is going into students who just want to find somewhere and be happy. And maybe they sort of don't think that much about the standards when they're looking around. And then when it actually comes to living their day to day, they suddenly realise how much of a burden it can really be.
What about long term for you, Jack? Are you going to be having to stay in the rented sector for some time to come?
Oh, yes. I work full time, but there's no way that I'm ever going to be able to afford to get onto the housing ladder on my current wage and things. And what that means is it just means that whilst I aspire and would love to buy a house at some point, I am going to have to live in the private rented sector for the time being. I'm happy to do that, but I am not happy with the standards that I'm currently experiencing.
So how long have you been renting? And in that time, how many different places have you lived in?
So I've only lived in two places over the past 2 years from when I moved to Brighton. Uh-huh. And as I say, there was one very good one and one very poor one, although his standard has slightly improved following a lot of complaints and a lot of hard work. But I think that long term we need to be, apart from building houses, we need to also make sure that there's proper licensing in place. Mm-hmm. I don't think we can build enough houses without borrowing huge amounts of money, which is very controversial, obviously. And so in the meantime, we need to make sure that the houses out there do reach a required standard.
And also, even for you, if we suddenly built hundreds of thousands of houses in Sussex and Surrey now, mm-hmm. they may still be unaffordable for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's nothing to say that it's going to affect how much landlords decide to charge for their properties.